Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
February 14th, 2011. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, and I'll be filling in for Alex today. And coming up later, we've got Aaron Dykes live in studio, and Aaron's going to guide you through the show after I leave. What's going on in the world today? Well, revolution continues to sweep the globe as the kaleidoscope of the New World Order remains in a flux. But unlike Glenn Beck and the rest of the neocons who are busy wringing their hands trying to make sense of these revolutions and what they could lead to, we have, of course, Tunisia, Egypt, and now Algeria experiencing similar unrest. But unlike Glenn Beck, we're going to tell you who's really behind radical Islam and why it's being used as a weapon against people of every colour and creed. We're also going to explain why Ron Paul should feel honoured to have been kicked out of the Young Americans for Freedom organisation. We've also got the move towards global currency heating up, the global revolution that's sweeping the planet. It's all coming up in today's show. But first to Egypt, where the military has taken control of the country, of course, after President Hosni Mubarak's resignation on Friday. Reports out of the Jerusalem Post now suggest that Mubarak is in a coma, having collapsed following his speech on Friday. That's yet to be confirmed. Strange reports coming out about that. And of course, today the military has announced that it has suspended the Egyptian constitution, is banning strikes, and it's telling the Egyptian protesters to leave Tahrir Square, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And of course, as we've explained in depth on the Alex Jones Show, the global elite have several pawns on standby, ready to assume power and hijack the people's revolution that has unfolded there in Egypt. Of course, El Baradei chief amongst them. They have several others waiting to sweep in and hijack the revolution. Egypt's new military regime to effectively outlaw strikes. This is out of Reuters. Cairo, Egypt's new military rulers will issue a warning on Monday against anyone who creates, quote, chaos and disorder, an army source said. The higher military council will also ban meetings by labor unions or professional syndicates, effectively forbidding strikes, and tell all Egyptians to get back to work after the unrest that toppled Hosni Mubarak. So the higher military council is on the one hand saying that it will allow protests, and yet on the other telling all the protesters to go home. So we've got a situation whereby, you know, they've turfed out the 30-year dictator Mubarak, and now they've basically got a military dictatorship in his place. Obviously they say it's going to be temporary. We're talking about 6 months until the election. But they're going to have a raft of New World Order approved candidates to take Mubarak's place. Now, that's not to belittle the legitimate grievances of the Egyptian people, which we've explained at length here on the Alex Jones Show, and it's not to downplay the victory that they indeed have had in getting rid of Mubarak, the 30-year unelected dictator. The fact is, Egyptians were living on $2 a day. They were spending 40% of their income on food. Food prices skyrocketed, and that was one of the straws that broke the camel's back, as well, of course, as soaring unemployment. So to say that this was a completely staged and contrived colour revolution from the very beginning is a kind of disservice to the more nuanced reality of the situation, which we will explore in further detail after the break on the Alex Jones Show. So stay tuned. It's prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex Jones on this live broadcast. And we're talking about the revolution, of course, there in Egypt. Now, this uprising could not have occurred, of course, without the causative factors of unemployment and soaring food costs. But that doesn't mean for a second that the globalists weren't prepared from the outset to hijack this revolution and turn it towards their own ends. Indeed, we know that the US Embassy, as early as December 2008, had its informants telling them that there was unrest which would most likely lead to a revolution in Egypt. In the year 2011, they put it down exactly to the precise year. Similarly, in Tunisia with the Ben Ali regime, as far back as 2006, the CIA were given the indication that an overthrow was possible over the next few years, and that's exactly what happened. So we saw this play out when it was first on the news in Egypt for about a week. And while this happened, the Pied Pipers of the neocon / Tea Party movement, the hijacked Republican distortion of it, that is, for about a week they had no idea how to fit the scenes we were seeing in out of Egypt into their manipulative left-right paradigm. Indeed, one of the first things that happened when the riot started in Egypt was for Vice President Joe Biden to come out and basically lend his support to Mubarak, the sitting dictator. And that gave the indication that the Obama administration was against the protesters. So the neocons didn't know, you know, on which side to come down on this. The Obama administration was seemingly, you know, pro-Mubarak and against the protesters. But to praise the sight of thousands of rioting Muslims, 90% of Egyptians are Muslims, just didn't sit comfortably with people who are trying to sell this idea of a clash of civilizations, which people like Glenn Beck and the rest of the neocon talk show hosts are. And while they're trying to sell this, they're simultaneously ignoring the glaringly obvious fact, the manifestly provable fact, that radical Islam, which they now fear will take over Egypt, is a creature of the US military-industrial complex, not only from its inception with the creation of the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabi Muslims in Egypt, and also Al-Qaeda to fight the Soviets in 79, but continuing to the present day. So we put out an article on Saturday which talked about this, and we're going to have Aaron on the show later today to discuss it in greater depth. But Glenn Beck, and I caught his show on Friday, and this is not about an obsession with Glenn Beck, they're all saying it, this is the tack that they've taken, this is the line that they followed in the aftermath of this revolution. Glenn Beck, certainly on his Friday radio show and television show, is busy saying that the aftermath of the revolution in Egypt will allow the Muslim Brotherhood to basically unite with global communism and global anarchism to advance the New World Order. Now, Glenn Beck has no idea that radical Islam in and of itself was created by the New World Order, or the US military-industrial complex, if you prefer, and continues to be fostered and fomented, provoked, financed and funded by those same very forces. So Beck is saying that it's a huge Muslim Brotherhood communist conspiracy which threatens the West, without telling you that the radical Islamic threat is a mere tool, a mere creation of the globalists that's going to be used as a weapon against us all. What Glenn Beck won't tell you is the fact that the Islamic Wahhabi in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood that's now going to have a big say in these elections in 6 months, established an alliance with and was heavily funded by the CIA at the same time that the CIA began its relationship with one Osama bin Laden. Now, Beck is always on about how Islamic fundamentalism is being indoctrinated into the younger generation around the world. Those very doctrination centres for radical Islam were set up at the same time with the aid of the Wahhabi Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, again by the CIA, at the same time that they were financing bin Laden. It's a matter of historical fact, and yet Glenn Beck never is able to put his finger on the pulse about who is truly behind this so-called Islamic threat, which is not to say that it isn't a threat. Of course it's a threat, because it's heavily financed by the US military-industrial complex, which, you know, is not an insufficient ally to have. So Beck spends his entire Friday show, basically, and his TV show, spinning connections between fundamentalist Muslims, communists, anarchists, while never mentioning once the fact that Islamic fundamentalism and the threat of radical Islam, and of course its immediate expression, terrorism, was not only founded by the CIA, but continues to be contrived, provoked, financed and funded by the US military-industrial complex to this day. And again, Beck's right to make the assertion that radical Islam is a threat, but that's because it's been so heavily supported by the US military-industrial complex, which is the crucial part. Beck is claiming that the New World Order is a combination of radical Islam, communists, and anarchists, you know, people like Van Jones and the rest of them. When in reality, all of these groups are merely tools that have been manipulated by the New World Order, which is above them all and controls them all. And how do I know this? Because every single major terror plot that has been blamed on radical Islam, specifically in the United States, has been contrived by the US military-industrial complex. And my article this morning on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's still the top story, proves this case by case. Terrorist who trained London bombers was working for US government. And this is a London Guardian report about Mohammed Junaid Babar, who set up the terrorist training camp in Pakistan in 2003, at which the alleged ringleader of the 7/7 bombings in London, Mohammed Sadiq Khan, learned his bomb-making techniques. And now, a New York judge, after this Babar character admitted to 5 counts of terrorism, including aiding the ringleader of the London bombings, a New York judge reduced his 70-year sentence to less than 5 years, and he's now free. Graham Folks, a magistrate whose 22-year-old son was whose 22-year-old son David was killed by Khan at the Edgware Road underground station in 2005, he was a victim of the bombings, said, quote, "People get 4.5 years for burglary. They can get more for some road traffic offences. So for an international terrorist who's directly linked to the death of my son and dozens and dozens of other people, to get that sentence is just outrageous." So why is he being released after 4.5 years? Well, it turns out that Mr. Mohammed Junaid Babar was working for the US government as an informant, not only after the London bombings and after his arrest in 2004, but before that, when he was busy training the ringleader of 7/7 on how to make bombs. That's right, he was working for the US government at the same time. Coincidence? I wonder. And also remember the fact that Haroon Rashid Aswat, who was the so-called mastermind behind the bombers, was a British intelligence asset, as revealed by terrorist expert John Loftus, who pointed out that Aswat was part of the Kosovo group that was being financed and controlled by the CIA back in the mid-90s. So he was another client of the Central Intelligence Agency, just as it appears that Mohammed Junaid Babar was prior to the London bombings, when he was training the lead bomber, the alleged lead bomber, to cook the bomb. He was working for the US government at the same time. Again, the radical Islamic threat, whose fingerprints are on it? 9/11. Able Danger Program identified the hijackers long before 9/11. Then he had, of course, Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who tried to tell the 9/11 Commission about this evidence. He was gagged, slandered, and ignored. The man who trained 6 of the 9/11 hijackers, Louis Alsaker, CIA informant, many of the other hijackers trained at US air bases. 2 of the hijackers, Khalid Almidar and Nawif Alzami, renting rooms in a house owned and lived in by an FBI informant. Newsweek in 2002 reported, "The hijackers we let escape," documented how, quote, "The CIA tracked 2 suspected terrorists to an Al-Qaeda summit in Malaysia in January 2000, then looked on as they re-entered America and began preparations for September 11th. And of course you had the spiritual leader, the granddaddy of the 9/11 hijackers, specifically ones that allegedly slammed Flight 77 into the Pentagon, Anwar al-Awlaki, who himself was invited to dine with Pentagon top brass months after the attack. In every single case, radical Islam is a contrivance of the US military industrial complex. Glenn Beck won't tell you about it, though. We'll be right back with more on The Alex Jones Show after this break. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Today, Monday, February 14th, Aaron Dykes will be joining us in around 30 minutes' time. We're talking about terrorist who trained London bombers was working for US government. Now, while people like Glenn Beck will try and tie together radical Islam and global communism and global anarchism and say that that's the real threat, they will uniformly fail to point out the fact that radical Islamic fundamentalism is a complete contrivance of the US military-industrial complex. Not once will Glenn Beck dare to mention that fact. We've talked about it in relation to 9/11 before the break, and in fact on prisonplanet.com in our top featured story at the moment, we break down a myriad of examples where every single major terror plot in the United States has been contrived by the FBI, by the CIA, through their network of Arab, Muslim, double agent patsies who handle the would-be terrorists, radicalize them, and then create the threat, which gives them the justification to create giant federal government slush funds from which they get these public-private partnerships which make plenty of dollars for everyone concerned. See something, say something being one of them. Naked body scanners being another. And on that very subject, the underwear bomber, of course, again, Al Alaki, the CIA lackey who was meeting with Pentagon top brass months after 9/11, having been the spiritual leader of the alleged hijackers, he was involved in directing the underwear bomber, who was, of course, allowed to board the plane by order of the US State Department. That was in the Detroit News. Aided by a well-dressed man, he was the CIA agent allowing him to get on the plane. And, of course, the underwear bomber himself, he was on a terror watch list. He had no passport. He had no business being on a plane. And, in fact, eyewitnesses who observed the fizzle as the bomb was about to go off, of course, it was aborted, it didn't go off, noted Abdul Mullatab's behaviour, the underwear bomber, as being completely inconsistent with somebody who knew what they were doing. He was completely taken unawares by it. He was the classic patsy. And, of course, Delta 253 passenger Kurt Haskell has routinely appeared on the Alex Jones Show. He was on the plane. And now he boldly and publicly states that everything he witnessed points to the fact that this was a staged event by the US government to create the pretext for the implementation of naked body scanners, which of course came through immediately after the December 2009 staged event. And of course made a whole bundle of money for a certain Mr. Chertoff and many others connected with Homeland Security and these public-private partnerships which continue today. So another example where the feds contrived the Islamic threat. Here's another for you. Fort Hood shooting, Major Nidal Malik Hassan. The FBI knew that he was communicating with alleged Al-Qaeda leaders. Again, one of them was Al-Alaki, the CIA lackey, for nearly a year before the Fort Hood shootings. They didn't seem to be too concerned about telling the army base that he was communicating with these so-called Al-Qaeda terrorists and while he was still on the army base. Indeed, Hassan was being invited to Homeland Security exercises at the same time. So they knew that Fort Hood was coming. They knew that he was being handled by these double agent Al-Qaeda people who were working for the CIA. Again, the attack went ahead. The radical Islamic threat was blamed, but the true fingerprints of the culprits were never brought to light in the media. Fort Dix, the 2007 plot to, quote, kill as many soldiers as possible. Again, the investigation concluded that, quote, FBI informants were the key figures behind the operation, and the six foreign-born Muslims were merely bungling patsies. And there's that man again, Al-Alaki, the CIA lackey. He was involved in grooming the patsies. He's the main man. He's the middleman. He's the go-to double agent patsy. And we can move to Canada. Toronto. The Toronto 18 terrorists, again,
the guy who gave them the bomb was working for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. We'll go through more examples and we'll play a video on this so-called mythical Islamic threat that's being contrived by the feds after the break. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, PrisonPlanet.tv. Aaron Dyke coming up soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Day one, we have pointed out that the Muslim Brotherhood has basically been financed by British intelligence for more than 90 years, and that the revolution that we're seeing sweep all over the Middle East and North Africa, the epicenter, of course, being Cairo and Egypt, is a globalist operation to destabilize the Middle East. And with amazement today, I watched Glenn Beck, and he was talking about that, saying that it's a destabilization campaign. But he was saying that it was only George Soros and Van Jones. Van Jones is at the top of the pyramid on his chalkboard. He's the leader. Van Jones is some low-level nobody. The Washington Post reported many years ago that tens of millions of dollars have been spent by the federal government to ship school books to Muslim schools around the world, radicalizing Muslims against the West. It's our own Department of Education under both political parties that promotes Arabic in schools as part of their Tower of Babel, Balkanization, multicultural move. And that's the problem. Glenn Beck is telling you that the caliphate, which is basically just the rebirth of the Ottoman Empire, is this organic socialist Muslim movement, and that they're somehow teamed up with George Soros. Teamed up with George Soros? Even the London Telegraph has the headline, Egypt protest, America's secret backing for rebel leaders behind uprising. And Glenn Beck would say, well, see, that's liberal Obama. Liberal Obama, financed by the same Wall Street that funded George W. Bush and Karl Rove and his gaggle of crooks? It's on record that Zbigniew Brzezinski helped set up the Mujahideen, now known as Al-Qaeda, in the Afghan war. It's on record that Anwar al-Awlaki, the supposed number one guy under Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, when he was on the most wanted list, was meeting secretly at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11 with the Secretary of the Army. Even Glenn Beck's own Fox News has reported that. It's on record that under Bush, U.S. embassies were ordered to let the supposed hijackers travel from Saudi Arabia into the United States and said, they're not really terrorists, they're working for us. It's on record that the State Department was given orders by an unnamed U.S. agency. The State Department's admitted this to help get the underwear bomber on the plane. Do you think George Soros is doing that? Glenn Beck is engaged in a limited hangout. He's saying everything's Van Jones, everything's George Soros. Those are distasteful, bad people. But what he's not explaining to you is that radical Islam has been controlled by the British pre-World War II, on record, then by Hitler, and then by Western intelligence, based in the United States. It was radical Muslims that were used to overthrow Mohammed Mossadegh in Operation Ajax in 1953 because he was trying to modernize his nations and trying to keep their oil money for themselves. The globalists want radical Muslims who are oppressing women and dominating their regions so that they can keep them in squalor and use them as an enemy against the West so the New World Order can build up a police state here domestically in the name of countering it. And Glenn Beck and his writers, who fill his teleprompters, know this. And this attempt to keep the Middle East, Central Asia, and North Africa in the Stone Age has been going on for decades and is a grand strategy of destabilization. So Glenn Beck gets that right. This is destabilization. But he doesn't tell you that there are mega world government promoting corporations. He tells you that it's all Van Jones and George Soros. Sure, George Soros is one of this gaggle of corrupt globalists, but he's only one of them. Glenn Beck tells you now about the New World Order and world government, but does he tell you that General Electric and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all these institutions helped fund the creation of the U.N.? No. See, this is full-spectrum dominance. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about are masters at controlling all points on the compass and playing three-dimensional chess, being able to foresee how things are going to develop and how the dominoes are going to fall. And so, yes, they don't want a pliant dictator that does what they say but brings stability to the Middle East. They now want a stratagem of tension to create this great clash of civilizations. And that's what Glenn Beck isn't telling you. Glenn Beck is a knowing dupe, a willing Joseph McCarthy. Now, I admire Joseph McCarthy. So let me be specific about this. He was a well-meaning person who was an unconscious dupe. Glenn Beck clearly is a conscious dupe. He's very intelligent. We have moles inside his organization. We know exactly what's going on. We know that they take the information that I cover, that Ron Paul covers, the true grassroots movement that we're leading, and they synthesize it and turn it into a neocon light system so they can control the Patriot Revolution against tyranny in this country. Now, he may not be evil himself individually, but he is someone who has come with the Fox News logo to co-opt the liberty movement in this country. And he's done a lot better in the last 6 months or so. We challenged him to cover eugenics. We've challenged him to cover the global population reduction program. And he's come a long way because you're putting pressure on him to do that. But in the final equation, he's taking on this patriotic camouflage because he needs to have your confidence at the key moment when they put the next neocon savior into place, stage terror attacks, and try to clamp down this Homeland Security police state grid that all administrations from Jimmy Carter right through to Barack Obama have been continuing to build. The bureaucracy is moving forward, setting up the control grid. That continuity of agenda is absolutely key to understand this. But going back to Joe McCarthy, a well-meaning guy being conned versus willing dupes like Obama and Glenn Beck, if you go back and study what happened with McCarthy, it's incredible. You'll understand what's happening now. When he was setting up a police state and interrogating file clerks at the FBI and talking about how communists were hiding under every desk, he was loved because the government could set up a police state surveillance grid and get Americans to give up their cherished Bill of Rights and Constitution in the name of countering the horrible, tyrannical, Stalinistic threat. But then McCarthy did deep research and came out and said, I've discovered the U.S. Army and the State Department is helping Russia and building factories and selling us out to them. I've discovered that our government has helped turn over China to the communist. And the media laughed and cackled. And Joe McCarthy went overnight from being this big messianic hero who could do no wrong because he was countering the communist threat by calling for the destruction of our own liberties. See, by facing that devil, we dance with the devil, we become the devil, they're able to centralize control. But as soon as he found out that the White House, that the Pentagon, that the State Department were actually funding communism and supporting it, overnight he was politically destroyed. They laughed at him. They said, sir, do you have no decency? And he was politically destroyed with all the dirt that they had on him for the alcoholism and the rest of it. He was only human. But you see, Glenn Beck isn't making that mistake. He isn't telling you that the Pentagon and the State Department are helping get underwear bombers on planes. He's not telling you that Amiral Awlaki, the number one guy under Osama bin Laden who's running the underwear bomber, the Times Square attack, the Fort Hood shooting, the shoe bomber, is admittedly a globalist agent. This isn't our military at the top. It isn't our government at the top. It's a foreign banking cartel that's stolen tens of trillions from us. And they are financing the Muslim revolutions. They are financing the socialist revolutions. The big mega banks have always funded socialism because they get the horde, the mass, the angry mob to loot the middle class thinking they're going to get part of the money. They get chicken feed, paltry table scraps, and the rest of it is transferred to corporate welfare, to the defense system, to trillion-dollar banker bailouts. And Glenn Beck will not do what McCarthy did. He'll tell you there's communists all day, and there are, but he won't tell you that they're funded by the big mega banks. Oh, he'll pick out George Soros, who's definitely a dangerous globalist, but he'll leave it at that. He's splitting it again into a left-right paradigm that, oh, there's this liberal Soros. He runs it all. When Soros is only one small piece of this larger system. Yes, it's true that George Soros connected groups have been supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and other organizations that are trying to take over Egypt. But it's also true that our Pentagon and the State Department and our government has been financing them for decades. And that's what Glenn Beck isn't telling you. That's what he won't talk about. Because if he did that, he'd be destroyed just like Joseph McCarthy. But the difference is Joe didn't know what he was doing. Glenn is willingly engaging in this duplicity. Any way you slice it, Van Jones is not at the top of the pyramid. Yes, George Soros is very near the top, but he's only one operative in this system. And the whole world is a stage, and each of us players upon it. Let's not let Glenn Beck co-opt the answer to 1984-1776 movement. You are that movement. Ideas are invincible when they have truth on their side. Ideas are bulletproof. And Glenn's come a long way. That's why I'm not making my film about Glenn Beck. That's why I'm not attacking him, even though every time I watch, I see the deception. Because we're trying to get him to move truly towards the spirit of 1776. And if we demand liberty and freedom, the system will respond. And that's beginning to happen. We told you day one this was a destabilization program to plunge the Middle East into flames. And now, 3 weeks later, it's all being confirmed. This is a lot bigger than George Soros, and that's the point I'm trying to get across to you. This is very sophisticated,
very complex. And if we're going to have true liberty, folks need to do their research and find out the truth for themselves. It's a lot more complex than a chalkboard with some socialist unions and Van Jones. And yes, Glenn Beck overall tells the truth that these powerful communist elites want revolution to destabilize things so that they can come to power. But what he doesn't tell you is that the mega banks have always promoted communism for the common man as a way of outlawing their competition and through government taking our tax money and putting it into offshore havens that are immune from the socialistic communism that they visit upon us. Glenn, tell the full truth. Don't tell us that the New World Order just started and George Soros created it.
George Soros' people told mine in a very threatening way, the ship has already sailed. There will be a New World Order. Get on the team or get out.
And I've seen you move in the right direction. Come all the way. And I give you my word that I will support you at that point. I want to see you do the right thing. I don't want to see you sit there and play into this Muslim phobia when, on record, Republicans and Democrats are part of the social engineering system and are doing everything they can to protect radical Muslims. The evidence is right there. Our own government is supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, who's calling to break the peace treaty with Israel to destabilize the region. I am honored and thankful at many levels that you're taking our information. But I'm also frustrated that you still twist it. People out there need to understand that Alex Jones isn't your leader. Glenn Beck isn't your leader. Common sense, the Bill of Rights and Constitution is the sheet of music we need to be singing from. And Glenn Beck talks about how he loves the spirit of 1776. But on so many fundamentals, he doesn't support that Bill of Rights and Constitution. And he says, don't support it when we're fighting the Muslims. But the radicalized Muslims are on record funded by his bosses. You want to find the New World Order? Look at Rupert Murdoch, Glenn. Rupert Murdoch is a big Davos attendee, promotes globalism, promotes carbon taxes, promotes everything George Soros does. But because he's cloaked in the Fox News mantle, he's not criticized. Awake Americans that we've awakened are just some market for you to exploit. And that's wrong. This is life and death we're dealing with. And until I see Glenn Beck talk about Amor al-Awlaki working for the Pentagon and running all the terrorists, and until I hear Glenn talk about the See Something, Say Something campaign and how it's all meant to have us tattle on each other, we know that you're working for the dark side. All right, Glenn, you can't have it both ways. Decide which side you're on. And now is the time to get involved and expose the globalists, but not just their communist henchmen, but the actual controllers. It is extremely exciting that Glenn Beck is having to talk about the New World Order and world government, even if he's blaming it on mid-level patsies. It shows how far our movement to get the truth out is. The fact that this information has become so mainline shows that a renaissance of liberty, a rediscovering of the spirit of 1776 is upon us. And each and every one of us don't have front row seats to history. We're active participants on the field. And to all of you that have gotten the word out over the years, to all of you that have stood up and told the truth and been laughed at by your neighbors, they're not laughing now. The people are ready to hear the truth. Get out there. Together we can accelerate this awakening process. And we can ensure that there is a force of awakened people that understand the true paradigm. And we can defeat this new world order.
So you just heard Alex Jones there break down the deception being conducted by Glenn Beck and others in the media, invoking the threat of radical Islam, which is a real threat, but completely omitting the fact that radical Muslims are being controlled by the U.S. military-industrial complex. And we were going through a list of how that's evident in every single terror plot that's been blamed on radical Islam that's occurred in the United States, certainly since 9/11, and also even before 9/11. I mean, take, for example, the recent Portland plot. Mohammed Osman Mohammadoud, who was accused of, you know, trying to
blow up this Christmas tree ceremony there in Portland, came out in the court case, of course, that the FBI had not only given him the cell phone, the van, the vehicle, and other implements that he used to help him carry out the aborted attack, they gave him the bomb. The FBI agents gave him the bomb. It's just a byline. You know, 2 weeks after it all blows over, nobody cares anymore. Our own, you know, top story today, terrorist who trained London bombers was working for US government. The guy who set up the Pakistani training camps in 2003, where the alleged ringleader of 7-7, Mohammed Sadiq Khan, learned how to make a bomb. The guy teaching him was at the same time working as an informant for the US government. Take the Mumbai Massacre, 2008. David Headley, the supposed mastermind behind the plot, turned out, again, US government informant. I was in the London Times. Every single case that we have listed in this article is linked to a mainstream news source confirming the fact. Okay, take the shoe bomber, Richard Reed. He was brainwashed in the Finsbury Park Mosque in London. The head imam at the time, Abu Hamza al-Masri, the famous hook-handed cleric, he's been working with British intelligence since 97. In every case, the indoctrination of the radical Islamist threat is being conducted by the federal government, by the British authorities. We'll be back after the break to talk more about this with Aaron Dykes live in studio.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex today. We're talking about the radical Islamic threat and how people like Glenn Beck will invoke this constantly while failing to point out the true culprits behind it. And we're joined in studio to co-host for the remainder of this broadcast. We'll be playing an interview in the final hour, which will be a rebroadcast. But Aaron Dykes, who wrote the big article on Saturday regarding the Egyptian revolution and how people like Glenn Beck and others in the media are completely obfuscating the fact that this is a contrivance of the Brzezinski crowd and the grand chessboard that goes along with it. Aaron Dykes, good to co-host with you today.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Great. Now, I was on the treadmill on Friday night, and I was listening to the Glenn Beck program, the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment, as they call it. And he was talking about how this Egyptian revolution and the fact that they got rid of Mubarak was a deadly threat to America, because now the Muslim Brotherhood would take a stranglehold of power. You've got the election coming up in 6 months now in Egypt. Of course, he completely failed to point out the fact that the Wahhabi Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood was founded and financed from its very inception by the CIA. And then on Saturday, you wrote the article with Alex, which talks about the history of some of this and the grand chessboard behind what's happening in Egypt. So go ahead and talk to us about that article.
Yeah, bottom line, how long has British intelligence been messing around in the region for their own colonial interests? They totally have contrived the whole Arab thing, and it's just like the contrived communist threat during the Soviet era, when we find out that we built them up all along and they're supposed to be our great enemy throughout the world. It's just ridiculous that people like Glenn Beck won't focus on the military interests behind this all, and I'm flabbergasted by it. You know, specifically in the article, we've seen all these color revolutions over the past couple years, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, other places in Central Asia, all fit into this Brzezinski scheme to encircle Russia and guarantee basically the Anglo-allied interest.
Which is important because, of course, the man now being touted as one of the primary contenders to be the new Egyptian president is Mohammed al-Baradei, who is sits on the board of this international crisis group, which by no coincidence is controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the author of this grand chessboard and who was fundamental in financing the Arab Mujahideen along with Osama bin Laden to fight the Soviets in 1979. And, of course, it was Brzezinski who, in a CFR speech last year, I believe in June in Canada, said that very imminently there would be this mass global awakening, that people were becoming more angry about their grievances, especially young people in the Middle East and in Africa, and that we would soon see a grand political awakening primarily led by young people, which is exactly what we've now seen in Tunisia, in Egypt, of course, and now in Algeria and other countries. So the globalists were prepared for it, and they'd groomed their selected candidates to swoop in and hijack these revolutions in the aftermath. So we'll continue to delve into those subjects and more here on the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, February 14th edition. Stay tuned. You can watch the live stream at prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.